the easy method to cold smoke cheese. The cooler season is here, and that's the perfect time to think about cold smoking techniques that bring special flavoring to heat-sensitive items. First up for us, cheese. We're lighting up the Technique cast iron stovetop smoking pan and loading it up with our favorite varieties of cheese in preparation for a couple of recipes. If you don't own a stovetop smoker pan, see our blog titled The Kitchen Find, which will guide you on using items likely found in your own kitchen. 90 degrees Fahrenheit or less. Cold smoking requires that you keep the temperature below 90 degrees Fahrenheit. That may sound like a challenge, but when you use a stovetop smoker, equip it with an ice cube pan, you're on your way to all things cold smoked. The best chips to use for this method of smoking are Smokin'Licious Menudo wood chips. I'm electing to use wild cherry for the balance of flavors between my cheese choices. These chips will combust evenly and slowly, releasing a steady smoke vapor that will work well with the cheese. First, the stovetop smoking pan needs to be set up. The Technique pan comes with everything needed, including a drip pan. We won't be using the drip pan for its intended purpose, but rather to become an ice pan. An ice pan will help to keep the temperature of the smoking pan below 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and that means you can smoke all types of foods that normally couldn't be exposed to heat. Chocolate, cheese, fragile fruits, candies, etc. Be sure you have a handful of wood chips in the base pan before adding the drip pan full of ice cubes. Place the wood chips in the center of the pan, then fill the drip pan completely with ice. Then add the grill pan and get the cheese out of the refrigerator. Remember, you will be smoking the cheese for a few hours, so you'll need to refill the drip pan with ice cubes every hour. There is no need to replenish the wood chips, as a single handful will be plenty. The ice tray. With the heat set to the lowest setting possible on your stovetop, the drip pan filled with ice cubes to reduce the temperature even more, the cheese selections, which include Swiss, horseradish cheddar, Munster, and fresh mozzarella, are added to the grill pan. Place the cover on, and this should be left untouched for at least an hour. Once the hour passes, it will be time to replace the ice cubes in the drip pan. Be sure to leave the cover on the grill pan when changing out the ice tray. This should be done every hour up to the final hour you want to smoke. I'm doing a 4-hour process on my cheese today, so I will replace an ice pan 3 times. That's it. Once infused, remove the cheese, wrap in wax or parchment paper, and refrigerate for at least 2 days to allow the smoke vapor to release throughout the cheese. Then get ready to enjoy your smoked cheese as is or include in recipes. We have 2 recipes coming up, a smoked cheese and bacon quiche and smoked grilled cheese with tomato and pepper jelly. I hope I've inspired you to try cold smoking on the stovetop. We need your comment and ratings, so subscribe and follow us so you don't miss a thing. We always welcome your suggestions as well on recipes and techniques you want to learn about. We are your source for all things wood-fired, providing tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire.